This is Dominic.
Hey, Dominic. It's Tom Marcucci. How are you?
Hey, brother. How you doing, man?
Good, good. How are you?
Good, good. Listen, I've been trying to reach you. I know you were out, and I tried to reach Ann about this, but this Forbes Jewelers, I've got a good relationship with them down in St. Petersburg. I talk to Brad and the dad, Bob, all the time. So he just purchased some things for me recently, 2 days ago, bought a $4,800 sapphire ring. And he's like, Dom, can you do me a favor? I said, yeah. He's like, listen, I had the ring on memo from you guys. I said, which ring? I said, you don't have anything on memo from MDJ since you bought it. He's like, no, RDI. I said, what's up? He says, I had this, cushion cut or princess cut, 3-carat, on memo, waiting for my client to come, and your guy's calling me every freaking day. Now, Tom, I've been around this long enough that I know how these people react. You know, buyers are liars. They exaggerate. But he's like, I said, who's the rep? He's like, Tom. I'm like,
yeah, they know me. I talk to him all the time. I have a good relationship with him as well. Was it Bob?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is what he said to me. He's like, Dom, I'm happy to do business with you. Sam was here. He's like, but every freaking day the guy's calling me. He's like, if I get something on memo, I need it for at least a week without any phone calls from anybody from your company. I says, I can take care of that. I says, just consider it done. So I don't know what the exact circumstances were.
Yeah, that's fine, but that pisses me off, to be honest, Dom. That really, really irritates me because it was a 3-carat insurance replacement that I was dealing with Brad on it, and Bob, I don't know how Bob got involved, but at the end of the day, the emerald cut that I sent, the deal was done. He said, can I hang on to it? I really would like to hang on to it through the weekend. Sure, hang on to it. Guess what? It was a red flag. I called on Tuesday, needed the diamond back. Otherwise, Mike's going to yell at me. So, I mean, that pisses me off. They're disrespecting my inventory as far as I'm concerned.
I agree with you. I 100% agree. Listen,
so that guy's got, yeah, his panties are too much in a bunch all the time.
Yeah, you nailed it, buddy. I was going to tell you, he's very, I don't know. Listen,
and I tried to toe the line with them, but I wasn't, out of line when I called or anything like that. I think they got butthurt because then Brad called me, the next day. He's like, oh, geez, if I had that diamond, somebody was in for a 3-carat yesterday. Okay, I'm sorry. Then buy a 3-carat from me. What do you want me to do? I mean, I can't leave goods with you forever.
So
it's a red flag.
He's like, you guys, we lost a sale because of you. And I asked
Bullshit.
Him, like, oh, yeah, so exactly. Listen to me. I'm on your team, and I'm with you. Because
no, thank you for letting me know. I mean, it's just they do this every now and again. You've called me before on this, a few years ago. And I'm honestly am the most flexible here. I'll wait and not call. But if it's a red flag, I mean, my hands are tied too. I knew that the deal was done with what they were showing it for.
So did you make a sale with them?
No. Their customer, flaked on them. They told me that the week prior. And then asked to hang on to it the week. I said, yeah, no problem. And then the following week, I needed it back. That was all. I didn't think there was any
put out. I told him. I said, when he told me who the rep was, I'm like, I don't. I said, I know the rep. He's a kind soul. He's very professional. He's like, why is he calling me every single day? He's like, I'll do my business with the GN Diamond. I'm like, slow down. I said, slow down. Just take it easy. He said, we got this. He says, thank you. He's like, I appreciate your help on this. So, listen, at the end of the day,
I won't bring it up to him. I mean, that's just going to just be more negative. So there's no reason to even bring it up.
But do you text Brad?
I usually talk, just speak with Brad. I'll touch base with him, once a week or so. Yeah. I mean, Bob is pretty short with me a lot of times, so I don't really have, a ton of rapport with him.
I have the rapport with him, and I told him, I said, listen, I'll talk to my inside team there, and I says, don't worry about it. He was like, please, thank you so much. I want to do business with you guys. So I kind of got,
if you think it would be better for me to call and just explain, hey, listen, I didn't mean to be calling you every day on that one particular diamond.
Well, if you had
the
rapport with Dre,
I don't.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Listen, I think they're a good store in St. Petersburg. I do quite a bit of business.
I know you do great business with them, yeah.
I mean, you can see it, right? But at the end of the day, maybe you call Brad at some point and say, hey, listen, I spoke to Dom. I was getting pressure for that stone because somebody else wanted it, and you say, listen, you know my style. I'm professional. I'm not pushy. I don't – this Bob, he'll freak out on me. He'll go – he'll have a $10,000 piece, and he'll say, I'll offer you $5,500. I'm like, dude, if you said to me I'll offer you $9,500, we're in the game. But really? Oh, I got to go. Don't waste my time. And he hangs up. I'm like, oh, Jesus. it's like, what am I dealing with my wife here? Like, this is an emotional train wreck. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying my wife specifically. Don't get me wrong.
No, I know what you mean.
It's like I'm dealing with the food here. So we had the conversation. When you talk to him, say, listen, Dom and I are on the same team, and we both have business to do, but I certainly didn't mean to upset your dad.
Yeah. Right.
And that's it. Done.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll definitely reach out. I mean, again, I don't think that I was out of line calling every day. That definitely was not the case. And I speak with them regularly anyway, so if it wasn't, directly about that diamond, it was just checking in, too.
Oh, it's bullshit, dude. I mean, these people are, like, they're freaking crazy. It's like, you know what? I was talking to Garrett about this morning, and he's like, Dom, sometimes it's not even us. It's RDI Diamonds of Texas.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep, RDI.
So in that particular case, though, same thing with me. If I had somebody who's after a piece and the guy's been sitting on it, fuck you. Either belly up to the bar or give me the damn thing back. Either buy it or return it.
Right. Yeah, I already knew the situation on the diamond, and they asked to hang out. Well, Brad, I speak with, again, more regularly. And he asked, he goes, I wouldn't mind hanging out to this through the weekend. I go, yeah, sure, no problem. And then, the diamond was a vendor flag anyways. We got it from New York City. And so they'll come Monday, it was like, all right, well, I got to get it back. I gave him the grace of hanging out to it through the weekend if he had, somebody to show it to, whatever. And then I was like, yeah, I do need a diamond back. I got to get it back to my New York office. That was it. But
okay.
Whatever.
Discussion done. Are you going to Vegas?
No, I'm not.
No. Okay. All right, pal. Thanks for your
time.
All right,
well, thanks for letting me know. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Happy to try to help. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks. Yep, bye.
Bye.